KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly cloudy and 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 44. Good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. No injuries were reported following a fire that destroyed a home in rural Harrison County Wednesday evening. According to fire officials, the blaze occurred at 2882 Price Place, northeast of Beebetown. Firefighters from Magnolia, Moldale, Persia, Logan, and Missouri Valley responded to the scene. The cause of the fire is unknown, but a wood-burning stove is suspected. The family was placed with their neighbors. Crews were still on the scene checking for hot spots late Wednesday evening. Two men were arrested early this morning on drug charges in Montgomery County. The Sheriff's Department says 26-year-old Mackenzie John Nadinger of Littleton, Colorado, and 23-year-old Jackson Dean Nadinger of Chesterfield, Missouri, were taken into custody at around 1:30 a.m. in the area of 200th and T Avenue. Mackenzie Nadinger was charged with unlawful possession of prescription medication. Jackson Nadinger faces possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Both men were released on a citation following the completion of an investigation. An Iowa judge has ordered more evaluations of an 18-year-old found not guilty of killing his foster brother. The Des Moines Register reports that in her order earlier this month, Judge Kathleen Kilnoski said Cody Metzger-Madsen remains dangerous to himself and others. In November, Metzger-Madsen was found not guilty by reason of insanity in the death of 5-year-old Dominic Elkins. The Atlantic boy was attacked in August of 2013 while the two played on their foster parents' rural property in western Iowa. Kilnoski says Metzger-Madsen must remain for now at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville. After the trial, a psychiatrist had diagnosed him as having an unspecified psychotic disorder with oppositional defiant disorder and intermittent explosive disorder. Experts say the disorders can cause violent tantrums and aggression. A court is refusing a new trial for a western Iowa man convicted of killing his mother and kidnapping a woman. The Iowa Court of Appeals said Wednesday that Kirk Levin's statement about wanting a lawyer wasn't enough to force officers to stop their interrogation. Levin's serving life sentence in the 2013 choking and stabbing death of his mother, Marilyn Schmidt, at her early farmhouse. After the slaying, Levin lured a 21-year-old woman to the barn on the property, tied her up, and then drove off. She escaped when Levin's car skidded into a ditch. Those crimes came just hours after Levin was released from prison. Levin waived his Miranda rights, but later made a statement about wanting a lawyer. The court says the vague statement wasn't an ambiguous request for counsel. And Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green has provided an update on the annual Shop with a Cop and Family Dream Christmas programs that took place recently. Green says on Sunday, December 21st, officials of the Atlantic Police Department held their annual Shop with a Cop program at the Walmart. And this year, the APD decided to try and bring more children shopping than ever before. In total, 34 children from around Cass County went shopping with the officers. Green says knowing it would take more manpower than originally planned, they called for backup, so to speak, from the Cass County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Patrol. The APD, APD Reserves, Cass County Sheriff's Office, and ISP representatives arrived in full uniform around 1 p.m. Sunday to be matched up with the children. Once everyone was paired up, the children were taken shopping through the store and allowed to pick out many of the items they were in need of, such as shoes, clothes, coats, boots, and snow pants. The children were also allowed to pick out a few toys that they wanted. After each group finished shopping, officers and their partners were provided lunch at the Subway located inside Walmart. Together with the Family Dream Christmas program, the Atlantic Police and Police Reserves were able to help a total of 62 children and 18 adults. Within 29 families have a much more joyful Christmas experience. In our funeral announcements, Gerald Leonard, age 79, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gerald Leonard will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joseph Lamar, age 85, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Joseph Lamar will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Maynard Reese, age 100, of Coon Rapids, died Monday. Funeral services for Maynard Reese will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Howard Christensen, age 81, of Fountain Hills, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died December the 3rd. Joint celebration of life services for Howard Christensen and his wife, Verla Christensen, age 80, who died October 24th, will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Fountain Hills, Arizona. Merle H. Peterson, age 96, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Merle Peterson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ruth Flannery, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ruth Flannery will be held next Tuesday at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Hugh Ross, age 89, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A gathering for Hugh Ross will be held January 3rd from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Heritage House. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.